Hi, I'm Nalani Saavedra, and this is Nalani Saavedra's podcast. Okay, here I am with Stephanie and Anaya.
Hey, Nalani. It's a pleasure being on your podcast today.
And I'm here with Maite Acosta.
Yes. Hi, Nalani. It's not a pleasure, but I'm still here.
Okay, and today we're going to be having a discussion about whether or not it's our responsibility to help the life of a stranger. Maite, any thoughts?
I think that it is our responsibility to help the lives of strangers because it would be unkind and unfair if we did that to someone.
How about if you have no experience or knowledge about the crisis that they're in and you just make matters worse?
I would try not to make it bad or worse. If it was something that I know that I can't help in one way, I'll always find another way to help.
Your thoughts, Stephanie?
Plus, adding on to what she said, you could call 911 if it were like an emergency event or case. And I feel like I'm like neutral about this. Because there are some pros and cons, like helping a stranger out. But I'm mostly going to like helping out a stranger because I feel like we should save more. We should save lives, you know?
Would you say it'll morally be the right thing to do?
Yeah, that's what I'm basically saying.
How about you, Maite? Based on morals?
Like, maybe in real life. Like, if you think about it logically, it's not a responsibility. But if we make it our moral...
responsibility?
Yeah, moral responsibility, then it is our responsibility. Plus, there's other ways to help people. It doesn't always have to be, like, an accident where they're bleeding to death on the floor. It could be, like, they're homeless or something, and you give them some money to save them.
Exactly, and then you can help, like, you could save, like, a life and support them. And in my opinion, I feel like sometimes it's not good to talk to strangers, but when you see that they need help, I feel like that's when you should step up to them and then like talk to them and try and help them out.
Okay, why do you think that the word stranger, why do you think the word stranger drastically changes the statement? What if it said it is not responsibility to help the life of a friend? Why does it now saying stranger make it change somehow, and like how you feel about the statement?
Because say if it was the life of a friend, then in your relationship it's kind of required for you to help someone because you have that kind of relationship. But with a stranger it's harder because
you don't know them.
Yeah, you don't know the person or anything. But what do you think, Nalani?
Me personally, I think if a stranger's life was at risk, I would try at the best of my ability and knowledge about the situation that they're in. But if it was a situation that I am not comfortable with, if I'm not strong in my ability to do it, then I will try to find somebody else that can help out, which is kind of me helping out. But that's basically, I wouldn't physically, you know, just me, like, do it if I know I can't.
Yeah, but like I said, there's different ways to help someone. It doesn't always have to be one way.
But, and my different way is that me finding somebody that can help. It's gonna be me physically doing the work.
Adding on to what you said, like, at the beginning, like, when you asked Maite the question, if it changed the relation, I feel like that's, like, that changes the whole thing up. Like, in my head, I would be like, oh my god, I need to help out the person because I know the person. And saying if it were, like, a family member, I feel like that's, like, important. Like, it is your responsibility to help them out because they're part of your family, and family is important.
Since the statement is about a stranger, you don't have that emotional connection or ties to, which makes it like your obligation or responsibility to save them, like it would be if it was like a family member in peril or like your best friend.
Exactly. And going back to like our main point, like the discussion question, see if it's our responsibility or not to save the life of a stranger. I feel like now that I'm thinking about it, connecting it with like a family member and that, it's different, but at the same time I feel like we should still help them out because that's like the moral,
that's like the right thing to do. And like like us just being like being a good people, we should be able to
the United States.
We should be able to help somebody out when they're in need, even though we don't know anything about them. Even though we, even though some of us agree in certain different ways, maybe that they'll help no matter what. Some might help. It is our responsibility, but some might help in like different ways. We all agree that it is our responsibility to be able to help them out, even if it is a stranger.
So all of this kind of reminds me of the movie Private Ryan. Because in that movie, 8 men were sent to go rescue the life of a complete stranger to bring him back home in the middle of a war. And a lot of them felt that that was unfair, especially since 2 of their men died trying to go find him. And even though it wasn't their responsibility, they were forced to do it. Like, they didn't want to do it at all.
Yeah, it was Captain Miller. He especially, like, spoke to a certain army member. It was Ryben. And he was telling him that, oh, what's your main goal of going back home? It's to see your family. Yeah, but their main task right now was to find the stranger, Ryan, Private Ryan. So he basically, Captain Miller convinced his whole crew that it's important to just keep going forward and to, like, not look back and not go home.
Yeah, and Captain Miller, right?
Yeah.
He, you can say that he had, like, a certain duty even though he didn't know Private Ryan well.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah,
he was basically a stranger to him, but he felt like it was his duty to, and his responsibility to be able to find this guy and actually save him so that he can also be like be able to come back to go to his family. So in the movie, the soldiers that did not want to go and save Private Ryan, you could say that they, if they were here, they would agree with this statement, that they would say that it's not their responsibility, even though technically, since he is a part of their team and their group in the army, they have a technical responsibility, technically a responsibility to help him out, even though they don't know him personally. But in spite of that, a lot of them made it that it's not their responsibility so that their return home could be ensured. How do you guys feel about that?
Yeah, it's a soldier's responsibility to help the lives of a stranger. That's the reason why they're fighting in the first place.
Exactly. Yeah, especially since that's somebody a part of your team.
Yeah, so I feel like you should always help out a person like in your team because, first of all, they're in the army, so
they have a duty to leave no man behind.
And that's all we have now. That was a wonderful discussion over whether or not it's our responsibility to help the life of a stranger. Thank you for talking with us.
No, thank you.
Bye.